full of cinematic garbage. One man will be your filter. Welcome to Movies Worth Seeing with your host, Michael Piccinieri.
Welcome to the Oz Culture Podcast, where we cover everything from video games, movies, music, and a little bit of news. So bust open a couple of cold ones. And if you enjoyed the show, make sure you like our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow us on SoundCloud. Cheers, mate.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for listening to the show. This is our movie review of The Happy Time Murders. We just watched the movie. It's late at night. And yeah, what did we think?
Everyone? I mean, you guys can't see it, but we're actually puppets right now.
Yes.
Yeah, we're puppets right now. The thing, times have changed.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you got a puppet liver as well, Nathan?
I'm all puppet, baby.
Especially in the, yeah. In the genitals department.
Oh, yeah, all velvet.
All soft.
All velvet.
Not a...
All right. Yes, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
I'm sure the ladies love your warm and fuzzy, Nathan.
Oh, yeah, all three listeners, which is just us listening back over the episode.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah.
I'll listen back and I'll enjoy it.
I'll force my kids to listen to it one day.
Remember when I was on the radio?
Listen to my voice. This is how much fun I had before you were around.
Before you suck the life out of me.
Future me is going to have a good laugh at me saying that now.
Actually, interesting puppet question. Oh. What colour would you be? Would you still be skin colored, or would you try and be something different?
I guess I'd probably be like blue. That seemed to be like,
oh yeah, yourself the protagonist.
I mean, that's just, I guess that's because how I saw such a large portion of the characters as blue or purples.
Fair enough. Yeah. Oh, I want to be like aqua green, like a nice blend.
I guess so. But then I think of the trash can character.
It's all right. Rise above it.
Yeah. Rise above it.
Mm-hmm. What about Kermit? Kermit the frog.
Yeah, but that's a whole frog. That's not even like a humanoid. That's like a, that's a complete different, like an amphibian.
But they were like in the movie too.
With the eye of the crab.
And the vulture.
The vulture?
Wait, no. The bird. What kind of bird was it? The one that was running the porn store?
I think it was a vulture.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. I was thinking of Goofy. I'm like, was that a bird? Was Goofy a bird? I don't even remember. All right, let's get to the movie.
So the plot synopsis.
There we
sip
go.
It when down.
Sip it down. It always goes down smooth. Yeah. So when the puppet cast of an 80s children TV show begin to get murdered one by one, a disgraced LAPD detective turned private eye puppet takes on the case. This movie stars Melissa McCarthy, Elizabeth Banks, Leslie David Baker, Maya Rudolph, and Joel McHale. What were our expectations going in? Or lack thereof?
This actually wasn't like as bad as I thought it was going to be. If anything, like it had like a logical structure to it, and the dialogue was fine, and like there was like, even there's moments of tension and moments of like someone saying something funny.
Yeah, it was like a solid 5 out of 10.
Let's not go to the ratings just.
It was
just
like,
yet.
Yeah, it was a formulaic like detective.
It was very formulaic. It was formulaic. I would say it's slightly got over like the goalpost that I set for it.
Really?
Yeah, like it kind
How
of like
high was the goalpost
low, low. Like this thinking about terms was the same way that Super Troopers 2. Like, just missed the goalpost that I had for it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, this kind of, like, just got over it. For a couple of reasons, I'll go into detail why I feel like it could have been a lot worse than it was, and I feel like there's a couple of reasons why it managed to kind of keep the
hammer. Don't give it all away yet.
Yeah.
There's three listeners want to keep waiting.
On here, but then you got to introduce it, and then we got to get to the main bigger part, and then we go back down to the little stuff. So go.
Mm.
All right. Well, basically, I knew it was about puppets, and that's literally all I knew. I was really worried about Melissa McCarthy featuring in it because I thought, oh, God, it's just going to be like her trying to build up her showreel. And it was.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah, that's a good tone that I have about this. Not as bad as I thought it would be.
Melissa McCarthy, definitely, yeah. When she came onto the screen, I was like, oh, fuck. Can she get off? I don't like Melissa McCarthy.
No.
It's like reverse Christopher Walken. You're not excited when she suddenly appears on screen.
Not at all. She's just the same in every movie, and like I just never found her funny. And yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I really wish I hadn't seen the trailer for this either.
Why?
All the best bits were in the trailer.
That's very true. I mean, I can remember seeing the trailer a couple months ago. I'm like, yeah, I think I want to watch this. I feel like this could be a really fun concept. And the concept itself wasn't, like, terrible. I just don't feel like it was as fleshed out as it could have been.
Yeah, I feel like they just didn't deliver. Like, I feel like they could have done so much more with that concept.
Yeah.
It was, like, fun for the first, like, hour, and then it was kind of like, well, how we get that's it. Racist undertones. They're puppets, but it's, like, not referring to puppets directly, kind of.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like what you could say that if you want to do like the whole like three acts of a film, the first act of this film was actually really enjoyed, and then it just plateaued for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, did you get feel that as well?
Yeah, you got really excited when it came up and they delivered this like the setup really well.
Yeah.
The rest was kind of like really textbook formulaic. I was like,
pretty much when Melissa McCarthy comes into the picture. That's when it kind of takes a nosedive into,
she's in the first act.
Through the motions.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the ball busting between them and the first two crime scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm.
Yeah, and then you kind of get tones that, like, you see, like, the news clippings that she was the one that, like, got him in trouble and stuff. Like, oh, yeah, like, you start to really, like, build up, like, oh, what's this going to lead to later? But the thing is, what it leads to later is super predictable.
Yeah.
Like, we had a conversation about, like, who the bad guy was, and we were right.
It's always a sexy redhead. That's, like, every PI story, though. It's just quintessential.
I just kept wondering, like, but how is the redhead? But also, him calling her Sherlock Holmes made me go, oh, this is probably going to be, like, exactly like a Sherlock Holmes story. So if there's two cases, they're the one case.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, she's either a key player in the murders or she's just the one that's murdering them. I kept thinking that constantly. I'm like, because these two cases have to be connected if they're making an allusion to Sherlock Holmes. And then, obviously, spoiler alert for people listening, the damsel in distress, the femme fatale, is the vixen, which plays out like every story.
But the sex scene was great.
That got me. That did get me. Just the ridiculousness of it all.
Yeah.
I wish that wasn't in the trailer. Can you if we had seen that, huh?
What was in the trailer?
The sex scene,
the silly string.
Yeah,
I didn't see that. That's why I was blown up for it.
That's
just how long it was going for.
I like it, but like the impact wasn't there because they gave it away in the trailer.
That's
because
you were seeking it out.
Yeah,
I didn't watch anything.
I only saw the trailer like twice, and it came up when we watched another movie. And I remember I was with you and it popped up and I was like, oh, that looks like it'd be all right. But I bet the semen ejaculation scene will be like the highlight. And it was.
What about the cows?
Cows was pretty much the same shtick.
But
the
time
same
six.
Joke, except it was cows with udders.
That's funny.
That whole milk. Like
it was weird,
walking into that porn shop, that was funny. That whole scene for me was just great. Like the rabbit. And, like, all the things he was listing, he was just like, you like pee? Like, no, I don't like pee.
Mm.
I'm here for work. It's just like, there's a whole wall of pee. Like, I don't like pee.
That's talking to the porn shop owner.
Yeah. I really liked that scene. In terms of things where I was thinking, like, it could have got really bad, but they kind of kept their head above water. I was like, I really hope they don't do some kind of, like, sexual tension between Melissa McCarthy and the Phil Phillips character.
Yeah.
I'm glad they just, like, didn't try that and we didn't get some, like, awkward, like, sex scene. They're, like, smooching and stuff.
Oh, no.
It's almost to the extent that you could have that Melissa McCarthy's character... Possibly you could have, it could be like male or female, and you just adjust certain side jokes around it.
Yeah.
Like the fundamental role of the character doesn't really matter whether they're male or female. And that shows like some like decent writing if you're not making this character be just a complete.
Correct.
Complete woman. You also passed the Bechdel test. Were you?
What's that?
Okay, so the Bechdel test of when you is within film is. Do two named female characters have a conversation which is not centered around a man? And you'd be surprised at which films in cinema history fail this test and which horrendous movies somehow pass. So, for example, The Room obviously fails because even though Lisa's talking to other women, she only talks about Johnny.
Well, that's all she has to talk about.
That's all she has to talk about.
It's the only good thing about her, isn't it?
And the only scene in this one where I figured out, like, okay, this is technically passing the Bechdel test is when they're breaking into that apartment.
Mm.
Bubbles and Edwards.
But it was kind of like centered around him though, wasn't it?
No, but like they weren't talking. They were talking about breaking in. They're talking about the apartment. They were talking about what was in there.
Yeah, I get you. But
in the office, when they were in Edward's apartment, they were talking about him.
Mm.
I'm like, okay, that's technically the Bechdel test passing moment of this film.
I'll give it a C.
What?
It wasn't a strong pass. It wasn't like a flying colors.
Not many
pass.
Of them are. If we were to have a conversation later about this.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'll take you through what we're looking at in terms of this context.
You should do it now, and then if your students need to listen back for homework.
No, I wouldn't do this in class. I wouldn't break down that element in class unless I was doing like a gender studies thing at university. This is not something we do in high school.
Yeah.
Now, we are never doing this movie in high school. I'll tell you that.
Why not?
It's
about everything.
It's about racial.
Okay, listen, let me just talk about that for a second. Now, I understand it. But you know where I've also seen this exact film? Well, everywhere for one. But two, that movie Bright that Will Smith tried to just make.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the exact same concept.
I gotta work with this thing. It's an orc. And then this one's like, it's a puppet. People, humans don't like orc/puppets, but we gotta be on the force together. It's just different. And then orcs treat each other differently in the force, and you're a disgrace because I got shot because you didn't take down your own kind. That's literally what happens in both movies.
Mm.
And somehow, I kind of am leaning towards enjoying Happy Time Murders more because at least it's kind of funny. Whereas Bright's not even thrilling or funny or interesting.
But it has Will Smith.
Name a good Will Smith movie since I Am Legend.
Oh,
I didn't even like I Am Legend.
No, honestly, I didn't like I Am Legend.
That's possible.
I like him as a person, but that's
me
about
too.
It. Yeah,
I'm a Fresh Prince fan, but come on.
I mean, you can just put his face on the screen for an hour and a half, and it's kind of almost worth the ticket price you pay, but not quite.
Hitch was good.
No, it has it has Kevin James in it. Don't speak to me.
Yeah, but it has Eva Mendes in it as well. So
now, at least it doesn't have Kevin Bacon in it.
No, see, I could handle Kevin Bacon. I don't like his face.
This felt like saying bacon.
Bacon. And Kevin. Okay, back to this movie.
Kevin.
Happy Time Murders.
Yeah, so, I just don't like how in this movie they just bump you over the head with it. Like, it's about racism. We're talking about racism. What we're really talking about is racism when we mention the puppets. Like, they actually say it a few times about just mentioning the word racism, and it's like, you don't even need it. Like, you can be subtle about it. We get it.
Yeah, but then it's like, goddamn, I hate puppets. She's like, why does everyone hate the puppets?
Yeah, like the paramedic, it's like...
Yeah, that was a weird moment.
Yeah, the paramedic's like bandaging him up and he's like, fucking puppets with this, wasting all this bandage on puppets.
Also, why would you put a bandage on a puppet?
Exactly.
You would use a different method to keep the fluff.
What would you do to save the puppet?
Probably stitching straight away. Because it's not about stopping bleeding. It's about keeping the fluff in.
You don't know how puppets feel pain. Look at you. You've learnt nothing from this movie.
we've learnt that humans can have a puppet liver.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That was funny. Because it didn't make sense.
No, this movie doesn't really make sense. And I try not to think too hard about the logic of how the anatomy of puppets work, because then that would just ruin everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they should follow it up with a documentary on the biology of said puppet. And then you'd understand why they needed it.
They could probably do another movie in the same universe that's just more interesting.
That too.
They could.
What would you want to see?
I don't know, just something that's based more on puppets.
What about a reality TV show, but it's just puppets? Like Real Housewives of puppetry.
Look, that could work. That could be done.
So, did the novelty of puppets doing adult shit wear off in this movie?
I feel like they didn't explore it enough.
Mm.
Like the whole thing of like having the puppet porn thing and like the puppet drugs.
Mm.
What else was there that was specifically puppet? Other than that,
yeah, it's true. They could have taken it a step further.
I don't think they went. They. It's like. So when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Mm.
And you know how, like, good. He goes completely into the cartoon world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
and everything, and he's the fish out of water, the human character.
Yeah.
In this, it's like 70% human world with like bits of puppet.
Yeah, true. That's why I was like thinking it was like a bit Melissa McCarthy heavy and less puppet heavy. Mm. It was like more like Melissa featuring the puppets.
Yeah.
Best found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I feel like they could have just pushed it more. We could have got more of them having like their own universe rather than just be existing for the sake of existing.
Mm.
So it would have been more interesting if Melissa McCarthy was going more into the puppet world.
Yeah, rather than the puppets trying to be in the human Hollywood
assimilating
world.
Into yeah. the human.
Yeah, that's human just, I just didn't find that as interesting.
It's not really. And it's been done before anyway, like we were talking about with Bright. So it's like, yeah. Would have been different.
Okay, I didn't want to get started on Bright, but that whole issue was they were like, here's like what would take hours and hours of pre-knowledge about how the magical, mythical creatures exist mm-hmm. in their culture in a two-hour movie. And you're like, no, this needs to be fleshed out. There's too much information you're trying to throw at me right now.
Yeah.
This one, though, is just like a lack of information about the puppets. And
it's like because they're going for so many different themes and they could have, rather than committing to one, they kind of just gave us like a real like blanket approach to all, kind of, if that makes sense. Because it's like you could have the whole puppet in the adult world and flesh that out further and not emphasize the whole like racist undertone kind of thing. But they kind of like were going for like 10 different things at once almost. Mm. And it kind of created like a hollowish kind of narrative that kind of just followed like the basic bullet points of like a PI detective movie featuring puppets.
It really
did.
Did you feel like it could have been cruder?
I
was expecting it to be a bit more, but I'm like, this is about as crude as stuff was 15 years ago.
Yeah, they didn't commit to the crudeness of it.
No, that's the jokes were about as rude as American Pie and Scary Movie were doing back in 2002.
Mm.
Yeah,
it wasn't really.
It felt like Team America went whitewashed
almost.
With,
yeah.
Oh, that's what I was about to compare puppets. This to.
Yeah.
This is so pale in comparison to what Team America did in terms of the absurdism.
Because
that was completely immersive in the puppet idea. Mm. Every single aspect of every element you're seeing on the screen was this puppet universe. Mm. And the crudity was just bizarrely over the top.
Yeah.
But would you be able to get that if you're blending real actors into the film?
Well, that's probably where there's a downside is. But then again, what we're talking about with Who Framed Roger Rabbit is you only need a couple of human actors to be kind of stuck in universe they're not supposed to be in. I feel like trying to go the opposite direction what you're talking about, it just isn't it quite as interesting.
So you're saying the puppets and the humans can't live together in harmony?
I just feel like there should be more puppets and less the opposite. I feel like it should be a fair split between them rather than it being a human world with just random puppets splayed through it.
No, fair. I think commit to one or the other because it kind of takes it away from like either world basically.
And the whole idea of it them like the whole 80s sitcom show, like they could have really like gone into like the show itself and like what it was like in the 80s with them and all that. And Lena, we got a glimpse of them partying. Yeah, that stuff was really just like fleeting.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, what's this? What's that?
Yeah, because you didn't really get a chance to connect with those characters at all. Like I felt like the brother was gone before you even cared.
Yeah.
And he could have been so funny. Like the few scenes like the little brother puppet was in, I was like, yeah, this is good. Like,
yeah, that's the first act of the film. Like,
good.
Like we had a good laugh when the dogs were there.
Yeah, that was good. I loved that. The murder scenes are primo.
Well, the first couple were at least.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. That was probably one thing I didn't mind. It was just the puppetized version of violence.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah. Seeing the puppets beat up humans, like the detective beating up
humans. Oh, you just keep the gun in nuts 17 times?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good laugh at that.
I wanted to see more puppet on human violence.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
When Melissa McCarthy was beating up the puppets, I was like, eh.
Yeah, I know, but that's just her, like, gotta make Melissa look strong. She's the masculine, bullish woman, and she says jokes about her vagina and fart jokes, and she beats people up.
No, really one note as well.
Like Amy Schumer, in that sense?
No,
she
you need to have a note.
Though.
Huh?
Need to have a note.
Oh, big dog strikes again. All right, so what were your favorite scenes in this?
Murder scene. With the dogs.
The murder scene with the dogs.
Yeah, hands down. That was good. That was enjoyable.
The silly string scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which again is just like the same joke that Scary Movie did. Oh, this was kind of funnier, just because of the way that she was screaming.
Yeah.
And he was just like shooting it everywhere. And then like the secretary's just like slowly getting the clean wipes out.
Yeah.
And then it just gets going again.
Yeah, she was good. I don't know. What's her name? That
Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is good.
I want more of her. More bubbles, hands down.
She was a good character. A great nod to just the super stereotypical secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like they kept her like dressed. She's like, I don't go home and change. He's just like, okay. Because she wears the same outfit the whole movie.
Yeah.
What's she getting changed into?
You have to wait till the sequel to find out.
Maybe.
When they go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the main character.
Mm.
I didn't think there's anything really wrong with him. I just feel like the vehicle he was in and the path of the story just kind of.
No, it just needed to be fleshed out a little bit more. Yeah. It was like the bare bones of the story was kind of just pushed to production and I was like, off we go.
Mm.
I feel like, yeah, because like all the basic ingredients were there for the movie. It just didn't like make the perfect cake, so to speak.
Did you have a scene you really liked?
Yeah, probably the sex scene. But like they could have went further with it. Like we said, with Team America and the puppet sex. Like after that, it's like, whew.
Yeah, but also they had with America was they wrote all the songs as well.
Yeah, the soundtrack.
The music really, like, yeah, that's possibly what they could have done with this as well is maybe had, like, more, like, focus on the music that was coming.
Yeah, but a lot of mainstream productions just don't do that. That's the thing. Like, it's just classic. It's kind of like how I feel with a lot of, like, the mainstream comedy, though. It's kind of like you got your basic framing of your basic characters, but they don't do anything to elevate that status. So it's kind of like they're just like, oh, yeah, it'll do. It'll make, like, 20% of the audience laugh, and that's all we need kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's like, I think that's a larger issue rather than just being like, oh, Melissa McCarthy, ha ha ha. It's just the whole like structure of like mainstream comedy as well. Like they don't commit to it.
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So if you were to like take Melissa McCarthy out, if that's the thing we change, who do you put in? Is it the
anyone
Rock?
Else?
No, it can't be anyone else because it could potentially be worse.
It's not taking someone out; it's just writing better jokes.
Yeah, true.
Just get a better writer to tell the jokes. She's fine at delivery, you know.
And rework the whole, the whole story.
Yeah,
just don't make it an exact ripoff of something else. Like, make it somewhat different.
Well, like Flying High did. Kind of do a similar thing back in the day where they kind of did take a cliche as fuck story. You know, you have like your falling apart romance and of course like the one person who can save the plane is the love interest that's like fraying. Because it was just joke after joke after joke. They took those
that
cliche
movie's
characters.
Complete absurdism.
But it's the best. Like,
yeah, that's
just...
why. Yeah, that's why. They really like went all in with that.
Yeah. And it paid off so well. Like you still laugh at it to this day because it's not about the effects or about the gimmick. It's just good writing.
Yeah. Although, when we're talking about if I were to change Melissa McCarthy's character.
She's gone.
If we were going to change that, I was like, man, I wonder what Nick Cage would be like in this. That's that character.
Oh, Harley alert. Harley alert.
Oh, big dog.
Shit. Harley.
The big dog's here. Oh, he's got me. He's got me.
How did he do that? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
The cables.
No.
Oh, please leave this in. Bring him here. Harley.
God, he's a big dog.
I love this dog.
He's such a large dog.
Look at him. Oh, man.
I told you my pick. I want Harley to be in the movie now.
Just let him in.
How did he open the door?
I don't know. He's like a serial killer. Nothing stops.
I was watching
my dog.
The Shining. This is just like The Shining. Here's Harley.
Here's Harley. Fucking dog, man. How many podcasts has he interrupted?
That's the first
How
time
many podcasts has he made?
That's the first. I think that's the first time he's broken in.
We should give him a mic. He'd just be going.
Melissa McCarthy shit.
He might like Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Oh, man.
On the topic of, like, this film being made. I just remember like that her husband was in. I'm like, was he the director? Nah. Then I realized it was Brian Henson.
Yeah, Jim Henson's
Jim
son.
Jim Henson's son. Yeah.
Aww.
And I was just like, because like, as we were kind of, as the credits were running, I was doing a bit of Googling and trying to figure out like, okay. Because I saw this, I was like, Henson alternative. I'm like, are they deliberately doing like alternative puppet stuff? Is this a whole thing that I've not been paying attention to?
I really want it to be.
There
I
must
love
be.
Puppets.
There must be a lot more puppet content that just hasn't.
Puppet porn and stuff.
Well, that's not what
man,
I was thinking.
Man, you know it exists
but, okay.
somewhere.
Everything exists.
Hell.
It all exists. I thought that was pretty interesting. That this was a Brian Henson was the main guy behind this.
Mm.
And I did like the scenes at the end there where they showed you like them with the green screen moving them around.
Yeah.
And all some of the issues they had.
Yeah. Like, see, I would have made that a gag in itself though. I would have broken the fourth wall a few times and been like, we have humans controlling the puppets kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, make it into a thing because it's like, what made the puppets, like, how were they created and how do they, you know what I mean? Like, maybe you had some references or something. Yeah. Where like the puppeteers broke down or like fucked up some of the movement on the puppets. Kind of like in
well, like Team America would do that. Like they wouldn't necessarily like break the fourth wall, but when you'd see them running or dancing, like they clearly emphasize the fact that, hey, we're puppets, like the way they couldn't walk.
Yeah, all the fight
the fighting
scenes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Have you watched the behind the scenes of Team America?
No.
Oh, it's worth a watch.
Yeah.
Just to see them get so angry because it was so hard to get
so
the puppets
annoyed.
To do just any action that made logical sense. Like even I think there was the scene in Team America where they're like in Kim Jong-il's palace and then they run down the carpet and then they quickly do a left turn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just couldn't get the movement right and they just kept flying and spinning around.
Yeah.
You just see Trey Parker just lose it.
I remember them getting
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. And then you see things like, you know, like we said with like immersing the world, they, in Hollywood, all the trees are literally made of actual dollar bills.
Yeah.
And then in Panama, like all the scenery is actual marijuana plants.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, like just stuff like that. And then like they actually used like croissants to make the road.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Stuff like that. You know what I mean?
There you go.
And then Happy Time Murders just doesn't put nearly as much attention to detail.
No.
Yeah, but again, that's just like mainstream media 101. Beep, beep, beep.
Hmm.
Typical. But anyway.
So what would you guys change overall?
I mean, Nicolas Cage, just in it.
Replacing Melissa McCarthy?
Even, at this stage, just in it.
Or just add him as a side character.
Yeah, we really need to see that Nike, that sci-fi horror movie he's got coming out this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine if Nicolas Cage is like a half puppet, half man type of thing.
Yeah, God, that'd be cool.
Because he would be.
As long as the face stays human, because you need those facial expressions. I don't really care about the rest. Oh, imagine if it was. Imagine if it was a movie where his face stayed the same, but for whatever reason, he had to become a puppet body. It's just like this little like
puppet body his head.
Yeah,
I'd watch it.
That would be so fucking hilarious. Yeah. Why won't Hollywood hire me? To the three people listening. No. It's all good.
So, final ratings.
What did I give Super Troopers? Was it 4?
Like a 4 out of 10 or
something? I think I gave it 3. I think I gave the first one 4.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's at least this a 5. Come on.
What?
Give it a 5.
Give what a 5?
This one.
Well, I'm about to because this is better than Super Troopers.
Okay, good. Can I bump you up to a 5.5?
Yeah, I'll go 5.
No. There it is.
Super
no, I'll give it because the structure is there. It's not a horrendous movie. It's just kind of boring and should have been more. Which to me is a pass. It's just a bad pass.
Yeah.
See, I'd give it. Were you comparing it to Super Troopers 1 or 2?
Well, Super Troopers 1, I think I gave that a 4. And I gave Super Troopers 2, like a 3.
Okay. Yeah, because like, much as this has more structure to it than Super Troopers, I'd give this a lower rating because at least Super Troopers is, I just laughed a lot more at Super Troopers. Like, there are some gut-bustingly funny moments in Super Troopers, whereas this I was just like, or like mild chuckles.
Sensible chuckle.
Yeah, like a Dr. Hibbert chuckle, like a mild, like, yeah.
I've never heard you laugh like that. Anyone listening to this, that was
a sex That's why song. This movie was a failure. Because yeah. He didn't sensibly chuckle.
Yeah.
What was the number? You didn't give it a number, though.
Oh, I'll give it... I'll give it 3 Dr. Hibberts out of 10.
Whoa, that's mean. Go 4.
I'm not... I'm literally, like, I couldn't even remember anything to do this... review. Like, I couldn't remember anything to talk about.
Yeah, but you got to remember, by saying a 3, you've got to cram a lot of other films below that 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can think of heaps. Melissa McCarthy's whole filmography.
Here we go.
Man, her agent is going to come strong on you after this.
Oh, yeah.
If they ever hear it, they're going to be like, oh, you're sued.
What's this?
Melissa McCarthy's agent.
I'm sure they got better things to do, like finding other shitty scripts.
I don't think
scripts.
So. I feel like we're allowed to have freedom of speech.
Yeah, but we've just been really mean.
Are we defaming her?
I mean, I could right now if I wanted to give them a stronger case.
That's not the... What, yeah. Well, then they would know that you're intentionally doing that. You've just said that.
But like, I won't because it's not who I am.
No, but if you did it now, it wouldn't matter because you just said that that's what your intention was. Which no, would undo.
I said I could.
No. Listen... All right, can we get a gavel and can we change this into a Law and Order theme podcast?
Save your defaming of Melissa McCarthy for me.
See, now you've done it. You're getting sued.
I just mentioned it.
Yeah, you're getting sued.
Getting sued.
Yeah, I'm a sued.
Yeah, big fat lawsuit coming your way. I'm sure Melissa McCarthy's agent is really going to find our podcast and listen to the whole thing.
What if I send
like,
it to him?
Shit, we need to actually put her in good movies.
What if I do what the redhead lady did in the movie and I send you an anonymous letter being like, give me $10,000 or it's going straight to her agent?
We'll track you down using, because we'll know that you used the cover of the porn magazine.
Man, people that haven't seen the movie are going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Why are you giving me that look?
That never got cleared up.
What?
The cover of the porn?
Yeah.
It was her, because she set up the whole thing. She orchestrated the whole shebang.
Him going into the office, was there anything he found that...
I don't think he had time, because all the shootings were happening and bigger fish to fry, and then he completely neglected the case, and then he had sex with her, and then all that stuff happened. He's a busy man. He's a busy man.
What I don't understand is, seeing as she... her whole elaborate plan was to set him up.
Yes.
What did having sex really accomplish?
She probably just wanted a good time.
Yeah, but she should hate him because he killed her father.
Because she needed the police to think that they were having an affair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she did it when the cops were there?
Yep. All right, got you.
Yeah, there is some logic to this movie.
Yeah, like, we're not denying
it. It's just It's just not... not expand as it could have been.
There's logic and structure, just no humor.
Not enough flair.
There's a little
not
bit.
Flair. It's all steak and no sizzle for me.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the bones, but not the flesh.
It'll get the job done. The sizzle
comes too quickly at the start, and then it's not there at the end.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of Thor Ragnarok, which is just too much sizzle too often.
I like sizzle. But that's what you get with Taika Waititi, though. That's his style of filmmaking. Anyway, this isn't a Taika Waititi discussion, guys.
At least you remember shit about Thor Ragnarok.
No, I watched it again.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I remember you didn't like it.
I'm not having a complete 180, but knowing that it was all jokes all the time, and I was anticipating it. I didn't find it as jarring because I knew it was coming.
Yeah. Okay, fair
enough. I just took it for what it was. I tried not to question all the things that it ruins about the cinematic universe. I'm like, okay, I can see this isn't as bad as... I was just more angry. It was more anger than disgust.
It was a rough time in Nathan's life.
The cinemas, the aircon wasn't working.
That's not Tyker's fault.
It was so
hot,
and there was people there that were annoying me, and I was just not having a good time.
Who was there?
Just too many human beings.
Just people. People were there.
That's
in
true.
The cinema.
Cooks, too many cooks.
Nathan doesn't like cooks. Other people being in his cinema.
There can be too many. There can be too many people in a cinema.
How many is too many?
I love it when the cinema
is
full.
At least over 45 is too many people in a cinema.
Yeah, it's when it gets a bit ridiculous.
Without aircon?
Mm.
Hot air.
Still not Tyker's fault, though. If anything, blame Narellan.
Yeah.
Get your local MP on this case.
What are you doing, man? You're going to get us into trouble.
Yeah, you've already got one lawsuit coming. Might as well get the locals involved too.
Yeah, I blame Scott Morrison, our new Prime Minister. I wonder who's going to be Prime Minister next episode.
Oh, man. Hopefully me.
Oh, it's you. Yeah. And then it'll be me.
Oh, you go first. It's all right.
Okay.
They're not ready for another
That's
woman
pretty much
yet.
What they're doing.
I just want to be Prime Minister. I'll be Prime Minister during Halloween. Then I'll be like, everyone must do it.
Oh, everyone. You know it'd be good?
And then, yeah.
You run prior to Halloween. Then when Halloween comes, they think it's you that's doing an address, but I take my mask off, and it's me.
What if it was purple? Yeah. Yes.
Oh, fantastic. I know you didn't ask, but my rating was 5 Melissa McCarthy's out of 10.
Yeah, but you said it in the first minute of
the
episode.
I'm telling you
you spoiled it.
I emphasize it. It's
fair
important.
Enough. 5 Melissa McCarthy's out of 10.
Yeah.
Why Melissa McCarthy?
It's the first thing that popped into my head. Was it either going to be that? Or hazelnuts, and hazelnuts has nothing to do with anything we're talking about.
I'll take the hazelnuts. All right, so what others had to say.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So obviously go with the top score here.
Yeah, so the top score was 79 out of 100 by IGN.
Hmm.
The Happy Time Murders may not be a timeless classic on par with Roger Rabbit, but it's more interesting and nuanced than its raunchy, violent humor suggests. The puppeteering is fantastic, the characters are interesting, and although the story isn't ingenious, the jokes are usually funny. And
that sounds like a 5 out of 10 to me. That score's inflated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 58 on this list is probably the one that's more accurate.
Yeah. So a thumbs up or a thumbs down to that review?
I mean,
thumbs
I like...
down. It's, I feel like it goes... It's not interesting or nuanced.
No.
The puppeteering is good, the characters aren't that interesting, and the story... It's true. It's not ingenious.
I agree with what's being said.
I guess the jokes kind of do usually land.
Oh, you had a sensible chuckle.
Yeah. Yeah, like the marble at the back of the guy's head. That was just a good way to just break the tension and just like change the way the scene was going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fine. I wouldn't give it 79 though.
Yeah, like I agree with the words, but not the number. So I'm giving it a half-hearted 50-50 handshake.
Nah, I give it a thumbs down. It's too complimentary in terms of how interesting the story was.
Mm. Okay. Mm. So, The Hollywood Reporter. It's more than funny enough, packing lots of genuine, if frequently tasteless laughs into its relatively brief running time. I feel like
how much did they get paid to write this?
It was short. Hey, I noticed that. We got in there about 7:30. We left at like 8:50.
But I still thought it was dragging, though.
Yeah, especially by the time we got to like investigating the last murders, I'm like, whoa, this is boring.
It's weird. I felt like it was dragging, but also they didn't give enough time to each murder.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, the murders were
super obvious
really quick.
It was super obvious that Elizabeth Banks wasn't dead.
Yeah,
because they went for the car explosion, which is just usually means like if you don't see a body, they're not dead. That's like such a thing.
Classic.
Yeah,
it was funny.
They kind of showed like. The burnt.
The silhouette.
Yeah, but you can always be like, it was a body double. Dun, like, you literally need to see the person die.
True.
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 I had this feeling anyway that Elizabeth Banks wasn't dead because she's such a, like, a bigger, how do you say, like, a bigger actor. Like, I felt like...
Yeah, you give her a bigger role.
Yeah, and I could see her being that, like, oh, she's pulling a double twist. Like, I see her as a villain.
Twisty.
Yeah, sort of character, so... I figured she's not dead. What was the next one?
58.
Entertainment Weekly, 58 out of 100. It feels like a promising idea, poorly executed.
I feel like that reflects a lot of our...
Yeah, that's pretty much the overall summary.
Yeah.
The Wrap, 45 out of 100. The one joke nature of this adults only spoof wears out the film's welcome. Even if director Brian Hansen and his talented crew never let us see the strings.
He's going in. Also, I like his last name, Alonso Duralde.
Duralde.
Duralde. He sounds like a race car.
Sounds like a soccer player.
Could be anything.
Mariaga.
Arigato.
Aruglia.
Aruglia. Pizzozza. What's the next one? Okay, Village Voice, 30 out of 100. Some viewers perhaps might be shocked at the association of Mr. Rainbow connection with scenes set in porno shops. strip clubs, and drug dens. What jolted me, though, was seeing the Hanson name all over a project that's so often bland, listless, tame in its design, limited in its imagination, and so joyless in its execution. This guy's very like...
Alan is not happy.
Man, I could see where he's coming from, but fuck, man, that's pretty brutal.
It's brutal coming from you, and you hate everything.
I know.
He speaks from the village, though. He's a village voice, so...
Yeah. Tell you what, he's got... Yeah, he's... I see what he means, though, because, yeah, this did, for a Hanson production, this was very bland. It's a shame, because...
The one from the Variety is probably the one I want to talk about here.
Variety. All right, well, we got the...
No, let's skip the Guardian. Forget the Guardian.
The Guardian.
They gave it a 20.
Variety. 20 out of 100. It should come as no surprise that Happy Time comes up farcially?
Yeah.
Short as a metaphor for racism, but its most fatal miscalculation is the decision to front load so many of its crassest set pieces into the first 15 or 20 minutes, depriving the rest of the film of the shock value that its entire entire raison d'être.
D'etre. Also wanted him to just say those words.
D'etre. What is that? Raison d'etre.
Like that, it's reason.
Oh, it's reason, like, for existence,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, this guy is pretty much touching on everything we were saying about it being a metaphor for racism, but yet just crams all of its, like, shock value into the first act.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. We're all those real, like...
Baka. I'm just chanting his last name.
Yeah, no, that's great. The idea of the first 15 to 20 minutes holds all the great moments.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just rolls on after.
Amen. Mm. Amen.
Damn.
Yeah, it was like a project you started writing when you were drunk. And you're like, ha, this is great. And you wake up the next morning hungover and you run out of steam and you just finish it. Lazy writing.
Sober, or even, not even hungover, just sobered up as you were writing it. Like, yeah, halfway through.
Exactly. Like, you're, like, really excited the first time. Yeah. You're like, woo! And then you wake up, you're like, it's still going.
then you got IndieWire, 16 out of 100. If The Happy Time Murders isn't the worst movie of the summer, I tremble at the thought of whatever's coming out next week.
There's got to be worse.
Man, chill.
Sure, there's going to be worse than this.
I'm pretty sure. Like, there has been some really bad movies this year that we've heard of.
I just think there's going to be worse than this.
When? Oh, no. No, I'm not mentioning that movie again. We've mentioned it too many times.
Is it The Rock movie?
Which movie?
I don't know.
The Rock.
Just say it, you brought it up now.
Skyscraper.
No, but what's the movie you're talking about?
Nah. Just say it. It wasn't this year.
If you don't bring it up, we're going to be cranky.
What was the worst movie last year? Just say it.
Tell us.
That wasn't the worst movie.
Was it Fast and Furious?
Huh?
Was it Fast and Furious?
Fate of the Furious, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, probably. There you go. He's been spotted.
That's not the movie you were thinking of?
Yeah, I knew it.
Just stupid.
It was either that or Justice League.
Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, God damn Justice League. That's what he was trying to avoid. No, it's fine. We can move on from Justice League.
Slant Magazine, 12 out of 100. The film aims only to shock, refusing to deliver anything in an intriguingly post-ironic way in the process.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, that doesn't sound like a 12.
Yeah, it sounds like a 30 or a 40 out of 100, a 12.
Andrew Barker, like, slayed the movie and, like, left its corpse rotting on the sidewalk and still gave it a 20. So Derek Smith can be more descriptive.
And Vanity Fair offers one of the lamest reviews of a film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not a single bit lands in The Happy Time Murders. A 10 out of 100.
Does this person really get employed to write reviews of movies if that's what you're writing?
But you know what? Sometimes it's all that needs to be said. And keep in mind, it's only an excerpt.
True.
Is it? Oh, that's not the whole thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
Man, I can't pull the whole thing. Nah.
Would you really want to read all those, like, the whole
that,
thing?
That was the highlight. I mean, like, yeah, you'd think it would be a bit better than that for a highlight. But...
I would say some bits land. It's just all the bits that land are in the first 20 minutes. That's what we keep saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We're Team Barker here.
I don't agree completely with that, for sure. Like, to say that nothing lands in the movie is ridiculous. There was definitely stuff that landed.
I've seen worse movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mall Cops. Oh.
What's Mall Cops?
Mall Cops.
What's Mall Cops? Was in Paul Blart.
Yeah. One of the only movies I've ever walked out of a cinema in.
Have I ever done that? I don't think I have.
It actually physically made me walk out of a cinema.
I know you do that with Gambler.
Yeah, The Gambler was fucking shit. This is definitely better than The Gambler. And Disaster Movie. I walked out of Disaster Movie.
What's that?
It's a parody movie.
Oh, I didn't watch those.
No, this was ages ago. I got roped into watching it.
Oh, hell no, I would not watch those. Mm. I watched the one that was the romantic comedy one. And the then
date movie?
Yeah, then I refused to watch any of those things.
Yeah.
It was like date movie, epic movie, and then disaster movie, and then like those guys just kept pumping out like those shit movies.
And then Hollywood was like, this is terrible.
Yeah, but they kept fucking doing them.
Yeah, but they haven't done them for a long time now.
Oh, they're coming back. I heard there's one coming.
What?
I don't remember.
Actually, there's one on Netflix that's a parody of Fast and Furious.
That's the one, yes. Continue. Continue.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. me and Ralan watched it the other day. It was really fucking shit.
I hope any actor involved in any of those projects never gets a job.
They did. They got that job.
Another one. Another one.
Oh, they'll get
what
another.
What about puppet movie? a parody of a subpar comedy.
A parody of Happy Tad Murders.
Amy Schumer parodies Melissa McCarthy. What could go wrong? Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much it. I don't really know what else to say.
I'm done. Movie.
You're done?
I'm done with this movie.
Okay.
That'll do.
That'll do?
That'll do on this topic, I think.
That'll do.
No, there's a lot to talk about regarding puppets.
Like what?
Like, how badly would you want to become a puppet?
I don't think I would.
No?
No?
You'd live forever. Actually, do they live forever?
I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't be good at jiu-jitsu then. Like, I need bones to be good at jiu-jitsu.
Nah, puppet jitsu. You can start your own school of martial arts. Yeah.
Jiu-jitsu, man. I could do it as a puppet. And nobody can put me in an armbar because my arm could bend anywhere I go.
Okay.
That reminds me of that was one good joke I remember in the movie when they were like beating up Detective Phillips in the cell. And he was just like, you guys know I got no bones, so I'm not feeling
you're
shit.
You're just fluffing a pillow.
Yeah, you're just fluffing a pillow. That's and they good. Just kept going.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we'll show you fucking Cap. It's like, that was so stupid.
I feel like there are some movies that are worth watching coming out. Black Landsman should be good.
Yeah, I really want to see that.
The trailer for that Overlord movie caught my attention.
Yeah, it felt like Wolfenstein as a movie.
Yeah, but you know, did you kind of think, like, I don't think I've really seen a World War II movie where the main character is black. Did I really see that?
True.
They did exist.
Oh, they did.
As a small portion of the force, they were.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that they definitely were black members of the American army.
Were they targeted as well, though?
Targeted?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like when they were doing like the Holocaust thing.
Because
I know there was like obviously like racial like.
Yeah, not so much. They didn't make up quite as much of the portion of victims in the Holocaust. Also, in the number of Holocaust victims, it's hard to exactly put a finger on how many people it was.
Yeah.
Technically, yeah, they were not liked.
No, I know that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, they were not seen as liked by the Aryan race. So yeah, you could say targeted.
Fair enough.
That's probably going to be an element in that movie as well.
Well, it's like it's a really overlooked piece of history. Actually, so it'd be really interesting for something to go into depth on that, especially something in mainstream cinema.
Cool. Especially like, was it like, is this Wolfenstein? This seems like Wolfenstein. Could be cool.
Wolfenstein would be a really good idea for a movie.
I'm really excited to see Mark Wahlberg lift his eyebrows for another 90 minutes at a minimum.
That Mile 22 looks garbage. I think Ronda Rousey's in that.
Yeah, she is.
Are there other wrestlers in that? I think there are.
Nah, I just saw Ronda Rousey. That was the only thing that stuck out to me.
I think there are. They're just people that get killed. Okay, can we just talk about the Mile 22 trailer?
Yeah, let's
and just do how it. Everything was so racially ambiguous about what and who they were fighting.
Oh, yes.
Because it was like the guy was Asian, but the main villain looked Middle Eastern, and then the sea looked like it was in France.
Yeah, it was just like patriotism 101. Where and
what is this?
It's just America versus the world.
My country is very evil. What is the country?
Government is evil because it is not American.
Only American governments can do terrible things.
Yep.
Do you think that as well?
That definitely. It's this classic like America 101. It's like we're the best, and everyone else doesn't.
We don't even need to do bad things. Yeah. What do you mean, Hiroshima? That's fair fight.
It was a big cloud. It was cool. No, but it was also like. I love how it's like they don't even need to define what the other race is. It's just like, America!
They didn't define like, what the other country or what the government was or who they're... And what are they fighting over?
Yes. You know, I would love to see like the other countries and their take on it where America's the enemy and it's just like they don't...
Okay, their take would be some dude is committing treason against our government. We need to stop him from going to another country.
Just be good to see.
Illegally being extradited.
Mm.
Why are they doing that? We need to stop this. And then the Americans are like, it's for the rat of... America kind. And of course you got Mark Wahlberg. That stupid line. It's like, nobody goes into a war thinking they're going to lose. But one side's always wrong. I'm like, I hope it's you.
Jesus.
I hope you get shot in the head in the first 10 minutes of this movie and then I don't watch it.
Do you think his temple's insured? Like those stress lines on the top of his forehead? Do you think his forehead's insured?
Should be in case of overwork.
Like it does. It's just such an important part of his acting. I can't imagine a life where he couldn't lift his eyebrows.
And be like, no. What? Huh? No.
Oh my God. I'm the boss.
What was that line that he said to the girl? And we were all like looking at each other like, that is such a Mark Wahlberg fucking line.
I don't remember.
Did it mention Boston?
Nah. I was like, hey, yo, it's Brady. I was in Marky Mark in the Funky Bunch.
What a beautiful moment in history that was.
Which what? The Funky Bunch.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Donnie Wahlberg was the best Wahlberg anyway. Yeah.
Oh.
What a beautiful moment in history when Mark Wahlberg wasn't an actor.
All right there, mate. All right.
Oh, savage. Sad, but true.
May Hollywood never find this podcast.
Yeah, I know what you're going to do when you're a famous actor.
Yeah, I know, right?
We're going to burn these tapes.
Mm-hmm. We'll be like, what? The 20 viewers can't handle this.
I'll burn this rat to the ground, Missy. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like our Facebook page, and leave us a review on iTunes before we get sued by Melissa McCarthy.
And the rest.
Please give me a job, Melissa. I'll turn on these two. I'll rat. I'll do it. I'll squeal. Fat Tony's real name is Meredith.
But now that's it, everyone. Game over.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Movies Worth Seeing. Make sure to like and share the show and leave a review. You can follow us on Instagram at Michael Pish Podcasting and watch movie reviews, audience reaction videos, and other fun content on our YouTube channel at Michael Pishonary.